Welcome to Pediatric Insights, advances and innovations with children's health, where we explore the latest in pediatric care and research. Today's episode is a special edition featuring our In the Know series, a new addition to our podcast lineup that brings you insightful conversations with our chief medical executive, Dr. Dae Chung, and expert physicians from across children's health. We'll be sharing these special episodes regularly to keep you informed on emerging trends and advancements in pediatric care straight from the leaders who are shaping it. In this episode, Dr. Chung is joined by Dr. S. Kamal Naqvi, pediatric pulmonologist and sleep medicine physician, and Dr. Sechkin Oluap, pediatric otolaryngologist, both professors at UT Southwestern and experts at Children's Health. Together, they explore new advancements in pediatric sleep solutions and the collaborative work happening at our Sleep Disorders Center. Let's dive in.
I'm Dae Chung. Welcome to the In the Know video series.
What we know about sleep in children is that about 25% of children have some type of a sleep disorder. It can range from breathing issues in sleep to sleep hygiene type issues. Inadequate sleep is a very big topic. And then there are some less common issues of being more sleepy, like hypersomnia type issues. For example, obstructive sleep apnea is at least as common as asthma. Now, we all know about asthma, and asthma obviously is a big topic, but sleep apnea is as common. We work very closely with our ENT group, with neurology group, and many other surgical groups like bariatric surgery, neurosurgery. At this time, I'm working closely with the ENT group, and they are very active in sleep medicine research. And we are working towards learning the hypoglossal nervous stimulator device, which is also called Inspire.
Inspire therapy is an FDA-approved small hypoglossal nerve stimulator that is provide an innovation treatment for children with Down syndrome, with persistent severe sleep apnea, or other children who cannot use a CPAP therapy. So it essentially keeps the airway open so that we can breathe regularly and sleep soundly. The surgery itself involves placing an implant near the patient's collarbone, and the second incision is made in the neck, which connects the implant to the nerve in the neck that controls the tongue so that the tongue doesn't obstruct the airway while we sleep. And it's very easy to use. When the children are ready for bed, basically they click the button on the remote, it turns the therapy on. In the morning, patients click on the remote again, it turns it off. And Inspire has another option, which means children can go to sleep and the implant is gonna turn on by itself. And after a certain time of activation therapy, then it turns off.
It is a multi-center project, and we have a large patient population, and this group is actively doing the surgery.
This started as part of an NIH clinical trial. Now, as part of this clinical trial, we conducted these studies. Now, FDA approved the Inspire therapy for children with Down syndrome.
You think that will be expanded to other cohort of patients, or?
That's what I am hoping, because children have difficulty using the mask. It's not, even adults have difficulty using the mask. Traditionally, removing the tonsils and the adenoid help children with obstructive sleep apnea. That was the traditional knowledge. And then when we look at the studies, not all children are getting better after tonsil and adenoid surgery. We have to come up with some additional solutions for these patients.
Is it life-changing for not only the kids, but parents?
Exactly. You know? Yes. When we treat a child for sleep, we sort of indirectly treat a parent also, and maybe sometimes siblings.
To see the parents and children's face, once you tell them that, oh, your sleep apnea is resolved, you don't need to use a mask, you don't need to take any medication, it's so rewarding.
That's great. I mean, I'm sure there's so much known now, better about sleep disorder in kids, but there's probably still quite a bit of uncharted territory, so to speak.
There is.
Right?
We are doing over 5,000 pediatric sleep studies in a year. I can tell you that some of the bigger centers in pediatrics do not have this many sleep studies.
15 years ago or so, I started drug-induced sleep endoscopy evaluation to find out where the airway obstruction is in children who continue to have persistent severe sleep apnea after adenoid and tonsil surgery. It is called DICE. DICE has been used in adults, but in children it wasn't used widely, so it was a novel idea.
The current projects are maybe a more recent one where we were part of a drug trial for narcolepsy in children, which is sodium oxybate, and that was a multi-center, sort of an international study project, and we were able to contribute patients and learn about the medication effect. And as a result, we were able to get this medication approved for children down to age 7. So that was a big landmark study. And, you know, with 2 campuses and 12 beds, sleep labs in Plano and Dallas, and the clinic with staff.
We all need to sleep to refresh our body, but how to sleep is not that easy. So the quality of sleep is very important. Children are not different. So they may encounter problems during their daily life. They may have some issues regarding their school performance. They may have challenges with speaking. They may have challenges with their behavior. All of these may come from the sleep issues. So it's very important to focus on the sleep aspect of our children. We have pediatric pulmonologists, pediatric sleep medicine physicians. Our sleep labs in Dallas location as well as Plano location are very active and they are well regarded nationally. So we enjoy the advantage of having this quality sleep center so that we can offer a comprehensive care for our patients.
The association of UT Southwestern and Children's Health has been very effective for us. When I came here for a position in pediatric pulmonary and sleep medicine, there was a big potential in this place, and I can build something to make it a more comprehensive sleep medicine center. And I think that was the difference. The department has always supported us in our clinical work, in our recruitment efforts. And then at UT, there is a sleep medicine fellowship program, and we are part of that.
Basically, collaboration provides us the innovation and the great outcomes.
Yeah.
So I'm very glad that we have a strong collaboration.
Thanks for listening to Pediatric Insights, Advances and Innovations with Children's Health, where we explore the latest in pediatric care and research. We'll be back soon with another special edition featuring our In the Know series with Chief Medical Executive Dr. Dae Chung, where he interviews expert physicians from across children's health. You can find out more at childrens.com/sleep or childrens.com/ENT. And if you found this podcast helpful, please rate and review or share this episode. And please follow Children's Health on your social channels.